Okay, I'm going to lose all vegetarians in 3, 2, 1. I eat meat. I know, don't judge me. I've tried being a vegan before and it lasted for 7 months and then I gave up. Because there are times when the smell of meat intoxicates and the aroma of seasoned protein makes me salivate. I know this because my gym is located next to a Southern barbecue restaurant. This restaurant has smokers and broilers and grills working around the clock to ensure that you get the best piece of carnivorous flesh possible. There's a large window granting voyeurs full access to the kitchens, and every morning there are 4 prep chefs seasoning, basting, and marinating meats. Yes, at 4:50 a.m., the chefs have begun to cook meat for the 7 p.m. dinner rush. The patience poured into each piece of meat is interesting. It's an art, if you will. Yes, meat by itself is tasty. Heck, meat, even raw, is great. Think of carpaccio with buffalo mozzarella or a sashimi sushi. But I believe that you could take something good and make it better, like marinating. In fact, Hebrews 5, verses 11 through 14 say this: "We have so much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." So Hebrews 5, 11 through 14 compares our spiritual maturity to that of an infant processing food. As a mature believer, consuming meat, aka solid food, that's a sign of spiritual ability to break down God's word. To build upon Paul's analogy, I want to take the idea of meat, God's word, and marinate it. I like to say that we should marinate in it. Hello. Marinating is a process that tenderizes meat and adds complementing flavor. To take the example of the barbecue house near my gym, the cook preps by mixing 12 spices, a splash of Jack Daniels or some bourbon, and some secret sauce that they won't reveal to lather the meat before it loads into the smoker. For 8, 9, 10 hours, the meat absorbs the flavors and the outside caramelizes due to low heat. By the time the meat is ready to be served, it's so tender you could pull it off the bone with your fingers, like, yeah, just like that. Now compare this to God's word. If we just eat scripture up, read like a portion daily or weekly, that's good. It's carpaccio. But good God, if we season that junk up with 12 spices, a splash of living water, and refine it by low fire, do you know how good that spiritual piece of meat will taste? It is heaven-sent barbecue, people, for real. So eat up, y'all. Dig into his word, because nothing will satisfy you more than the bread of life, meat of his word, and living water. Bon appetit.